God's strength and peace be with each one of you, and especially with you, Donna, today as we gather to, in a sense, say goodbye to Jim, but also in a sense know that there will be a sweet reunion one time in the future. Birth, life, and death. I think all of us here gathered this morning can agree that we're all going to experience that. Birth, life, and death. And we don't have a choice in that. We can't say that I choose birth and life, but not death. And we can't say I'll take birth, but not life and death. We all will experience birth, life, and death. And there is actually quite a bit of fear that comes in each of those stages in our existence. Jim was born in Spokane, Washington, in 1934. That may sound like just a fact that we share this morning, but we must recognize that there's quite a bit of fear in the physical process of birth. There's the chance that something could go wrong. A baby that's healthy through the pregnancy, the last 24 hours, something could happen. The risk of something happening has been high throughout history. Perhaps an injury could come to the child, or an injury or harm to the mother. By God's goodness, by His great mercy and goodness, complications in birth are rare these days, but I think all of us know someone or have experienced the sadness of trouble at birth. What we hear in our psalm, Psalm 23, and what we see in the picture of our bulletin here this morning is a picture of a shepherd who takes care of the little lamb right at birth and takes care of all of its needs. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jim was born in Spokane, 1934. Praise be to God. That shepherd was there to take care of things. What could have been a moment filled with lots of fear was taken away, and Jim was given great joy in life. He was given life. The shepherd was there in Jim's birth. Then there was life for Jim. And we all know that in life, lots of fears can crop up. Think about some of those fears that happen in our own lives. Tough transitions when we think life will go one way, but it goes another. Health concerns when we think our body will behave in one way or act a certain way, and then it can no longer do that. Limitations on resources. These are the challenges of life. Again, the Good Shepherd in Psalm 23. Although life can be filled with lots of fear, the shepherd takes care of that fear in life. It says here in Psalm 23, the shepherd makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. What could have been a life filled with a lot of fear for Jim was actually a life filled with lots of joy and blessings. I think the clearest way to see it is see that how the shepherd blessed Jim in his life was the companionship that he was blessed with Donna. You got to spend 39 years with Jim. What a blessing that was. And as we read about, you enjoyed doing lots of things, taking trips together and enjoying bingo, and the relationship got to a point where you greatly depended on one another. A story that I heard that speaks to the dependence that Jim had for Donna and Donna had for Jim is one that brings a chuckle to both of them, and Donna gave me permission to share this story, and I think it illustrates well their relationship. Jim and Donna, about 20 years ago, were living in downtown Corvallis together. It could have been about 20 years ago, I would assume. And Jim, late at night, told Donna, I need to go to the grocery store to pick up some milk. Donna said, no problem. Go ahead, go to the grocery store. Jim went to the supermarket, and time passed. And you got a little worried and concerned. Is that right, Donna? Yeah? At this time, Donna had a three-wheel bike that she would use to go around downtown Corvallis and so forth. And even though it was late at night, this was about a little bit past 11 o'clock at night, Donna decided to get on her bike and travel 5 or 6 blocks down to the supermarket. This was the supermarket where Panera Bread Company is today. That's how much Donna depended on Jim. She had to know where he was. She got on her bike, went down to the supermarket, and there was Jim in the parking lot in the car. And I don't know if you knocked on the window, but you did. You knocked on the window. Jim opened the window and said, and Donna said, "Where have you been? Why aren't you at home?" And Jim was a little confused. Jim said, "Well, I was waiting here because I thought you would come out of the supermarket." That gives a lot of chuckle to Jim and Donna. They love that story. Maybe it's their most precious story they had together. But for me, what that story illustrates is just how much Jim depended on Donna. He was waiting there, waiting for you to come out that door. And you depended on Jim. You just couldn't wait any longer for him to come home from the supermarket. Jim and Donna were committed to each other. They were faithful companions. Donna to Jim, Jim to Donna. Jim took care of Donna in many ways. As far as I understand, he was the chief cook in the family. He prepared meals for many years. He was a very talented cook, and when food wasn't up to snuff, he would tell you about it. That's Jim. Jim also took care of Donna's transport for many years for work, making sure she got where she needed to be. And you've helped out with that too, Janet, for many years. I share all these things because they're important for us to recognize here today. It's important to recognize this truth. The shepherd of Psalm 23 provides exactly what we need to get through life. Companions to help us out. And he gave that to you, Donna, and he gave that to Jim and your relationship, and Janet too, as you've helped out, and John and Teresa, as you have helped out as well, and each person here. Someone, a helper to make decisions and go through those tough transitions in life. A helper to provide sustenance, food and clothing, a place to live. The shepherd who was there in Jim's birth and took care of things was also there in Jim's life as well. Friends, as we gather here today, we face that third part of our existence, death. And doesn't death bring the greatest fear upon all our hearts? What happens next? What happens to the person that I knew and I grew to love? We're thinking those things here this morning. I know that we all knew that Jim was declining and that his time was probably short here on earth, but his passing last month was a little bit of a surprise. I grew to just think that his smile and greeting would just always continue. When I visited him at the Conifer House, I don't know what it was, but every time I went, he was always eating food, sitting down on the table. And as I joined him at the table, I would gently say, "Jim, it's okay. Continue to eat food. You need it. You need to get some energy." But he was so excited to just see me that he stopped everything and he just gave his focus and attention to me. That's the way it was on my visits. And when he'd come for the men's breakfast here at Peace, he was so excited to come and greet others. It didn't matter if you were in the middle of a discussion or conversation. He came up so excited to say hello and that he was happy to be there. I just counted on that greeting and that joy that he always had to offer. But now with death, things have obviously changed. And that's why death does bring fear to our hearts. Friends, I have good news. Hold on to this. The shepherd that was there taking care of things in his birth, the shepherd who is there providing companions, a great companion in life in Donna, the shepherd goes to work in death. These words ring true for us today. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, good shepherd. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Jim has passed, we're gathered here this morning, Jim has passed from death unto eternal life. But he has done it not by himself. He's had a guide to take him there. Psalm 23 reminds us that death is nothing more than a valley. It's just a passageway to the point where God wants to lead us to a home and security and rest. Death is also just a shadow. It's just a blink. It lasts for just a few seconds, as a shadow does. It's here today, gone tomorrow. Death is not permanent. And actually, as we pass through death, the shepherd is there right by our side. What gives us great comfort, too, is that this shepherd walked that path as well. What we know about Jesus, all of us, is that he lived on this earth and had the perfect life, was handed over into the hands of sinful men, then put on the cross to die, placed into the tomb, and then Jesus made the same walk Jim has, from death to eternal life, except there's one difference. Jesus walked that journey all alone. There was a reason he did it, to pay for our sins, to pay for sins that Jim committed, that I committed, that each one of us committed. But he also did it so that no one ever would have to make that journey from death to eternal life all alone. Let that be our strength and confidence today moving forward. Jim did not make the journey all alone. He had the Good Shepherd all throughout his lives. May that be a comfort for each one of us as we face the fears of our own death and our mortality. There's a shepherd who can guide us completely. I knew Jim for just over 4 years, not a long time. I'm curious how long other people knew him. Some probably less than 4 years. Some probably longer than 4 years. But I don't know anyone here today that knew Jim in his birth, in his life, and in his death. There's one, the Good Shepherd. And he's by his side today and now. Let that be your strength and your comfort moving forward until we have a sweet reunion with Jim. And at that time, we'll be in a place where there will be no more fear and no more tears. Amen.